Brody at second, and Spangler at first. Morgan, who has grounded out and flied out, crouches in over that plate in the batting stance. And Drysdale pumps, and he's ready. The pitch down to Little Joe. A strike call. Morgan has been to bat 20 times and has six bases on balls. He's looking for his second hit, and he's wrapped the ball very sharply on several occasions. They have swung to right on the defensive infield and outfield. Runners at second and first, two down. 0-1 count, the pitch. Low. Ball one and strike one. And Morgan guards in on that plate. Drysdale with a very fabulous earned run average, especially when you consider the number of innings he has pitched. 2.19 earned run average in 303 and two-thirds innings going in today. Willie Davis is going to get sunshades, I guess. The sun is breaking through now, and all the boys who figure in the sun field wanting the shades, because the bright sunshine suddenly breaks through here. We've had overcast and some sprinkling, a little bit of precipitation. A no-score battle. Fine pitching but two right-handers, Don Drysdale and Bob Bruce. Sunshades are being given to four of them. Trzuski from short, Nate Oliver at second, center fielder Willie Davis, and the right fielder, Darrell Griffith. That was the cause for the little break here. The count is ball one and strike one, and Morgan is back to the plate. Little Joe. Brody, the runner, at second, and Spangler leads off at first. And here's Drysdale all set now. The stretch. The big right-hander pumps the pitch down. Morgan takes in tight. Ball two and strike one. I like his reflexes, and I know you do, too. You've seen him up, bat fans. Little fellow says he's aggressive, and for that reason, he might occasionally go for a pitch in a situation. But for the most part, he can handle that bat pretty well. 2-1. Pitch. Swung on. Hit down to the right side. Foul. Bouncer past first base. 2-2 the count. Rusty Staub would be the next batter. Right now it's two out. Two on. A scoreless battle. I know some of you just flicked on the set the last few moments. And Milwaukee tromped over the Phillies 14-8 today. And while Cincinnati won its first game from the Mets, they went into first place. And in the second game of the doubleheader, they are leading the Mets 3-0. Morgan now waiting as Drysdale comes down with a pitch, and it swung on, and a roller goes down to the first baseman. Fairless got it. A little hopper, and he takes for the putout, stepping on first, an unassisted putout. No runs, one hit, two left. There was one error. And at the end of six innings of play, it's Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing. Well, we've had six innings of this ball game gone in the books, and moving to inning number seven, Houston nothing, the Dodgers nothing, and here again is Gene Elston.
All right, Lowell, thank you very much now as we move on to the seventh inning in a real fine ball game out here today. No score. We've had only three hits so far, and here's the first pitch to John Roseborough. There's a swing and a miss, and it's strike one. Roseborough has been up twice, and both times he has flied out. He'll be followed by Ron Fairley and then Nate Oliver. Nobody out, nobody on base. Here's the windup by Bruce. Next pitch into Roseborough, and he takes a strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-2. Total attendance today is 8,186. 8186 total crowd, and the official paid is 6,246. 6246 the paid crowd. Low inside pitch to Roseborough, and it's one ball and two strikes. Bruce now, through six innings, has given up only two hits, a single by Trzuski in the first and a single by Oliver in the second. He has walked only one, and he has struck out five batters. He has also fired a wild pitch. No score, seventh inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Roseborough. Pop-up, foul off the right side. Bond and Grody both coming over for it now. Bond by the dugout. Watch out, Walter. Almost went down in there. He got it, and there's one down. So Bond on the top of the dugout reaches in to grab that one, and there's one down. So Roseborough has fouled out to first, and here's the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 5-0. It was a six-hit shutout by Roger Craig, and St. Louis is a game out of first. How about that one for a race? Cincinnati first, Philadelphia second, a half out, and the Cardinals a game out. There's a strike to Fairley around the belt. Losing pitcher was Vernon Law, as the Cardinals won their fifth game in a row, 5-0 over Pittsburgh. No home runs in that game. One strike on Fairley. He has struck out and was safe on an error. Curve strike. Oh, that was a beauty right in there, and it's 0-2 now. Second baseman Nate Oliver will be up next. This ball game is nothing and nothing. Top of the seventh, one out, nobody on base. And a two-strike count on left-handed batter Ron Fairley. Here's the pitch, fastball. That's popped up down the left field line. Aspromonte in foul territory for it. Shades that sunshine from his eyes. He's got it. And there are two men out. So both batters here to open the seventh. Roseboro and Fairley have fouled out. And that will bring up the second baseman, Nate Oliver.
Second baseman, number 29, Nate Oliver.
Oliver has singled and sacrificed. He had an infield hit to shortstop. And then bunted up Fairley, who was safe on Bond's error in the fifth inning. Right-handed batter, two outs, nobody on base. And Bruce's first pitch is a little bit inside for ball one. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Bruce, in one stage today, retired 7 batters in a row. And Drysdale, before he gave up a walk to win, had put down 14 consecutive Houston batters. Ball low outside, and then, of course, Spangler got that base hit. The only one off Drysdale so far in the sixth. Two outs, nobody on base, top of the seventh. And as Lowell mentioned, we're getting sunshine here now at Kohl Stadium. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way, and there's a fly ball back into center field. Jimmy Wynn down to the sunshades on this one. He's under it, and he's got it, and that retires the side. Well, that's 7 batters in a row again now that Bruce has retired as Oliver ends the seventh inning by flying to Jimmy Wynn. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Our ball game moves to the last half of the seventh with the score Houston nothing, Los Angeles nothing.